In the spirit of academic openness, the Chief Justice has agreed, within the time available to us, to answer a few questions. I'd like to repeat the guidance that I expressed earlier, that the questions must really be questions and not speeches, and I would like any person who comes to the microphone to be recognized and is recognized to state his or her name and connection to the university community, because it is the focus on this university community which forms the basis of this exercise. I would also offer the guidance that I did a moment ago, that due to the duties of his office, the Chief Justice would not be able to answer any questions seeking legal opinions or posing issues that are pending or likely to become pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. So I will ask if individuals would like to come forward to the microphone. We have time for a few genuine questions, and we'll start over here.
Hi, Justice Roberts. I'm an attorney. My name is Orly Tates, and I actually flew from Southern California, thousands of miles. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to be here to ask you a question, so please give me a little bit of leeway. And this question is, I wanted to know if you're aware of some illegal activity that is going on in the Supreme Court of the United States. I brought a case to you personally, and you personally have decided to distribute it to a conference on January 23rd. Your clerk, Danny Piccolo, his own, decided to hide the supplemental brief from you and not docket it. Later on, the case was erased from the docket. Hundreds of citizens were calling and demanding to put it back. I talked to Justice Scalia on Monday, and he stated that he never heard of the case, even though supposedly it was discussed in conference on January 23rd. I have here pages of citizens, half a million citizens, have signed petition to you personally and each and every justice demanding that you hear my case, Lightfoot v. Bowen, that stated that Barack Hussein Obama, a gay Barry Soyatura, is totally illegitimate for presidency due to the fact that he is a foreign national at birth.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate you traveling so far. If you have particular documents that you want to leave with us, I'd be happy to look at them if you leave them behind. Beyond that, I obviously can't talk about any cases or applications or petitions that are pending. Thank you. A member of the security would be happy to see you with regard to the documents. Is there another question? Yes.